T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and nice to see some blue skies for a change. Alohas to you as we get underway with hour number 2 with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text, we have the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available for you, 71307, and my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bob, the Justice Democrats, probably the reason Pelosi is defending the new, in quotes, socialist movement in the party. She doesn't want them to cast somebody else in her district. Bobby Mack, I've seen a post on the internet stating that Trump's proposed budget cuts $858 million from Medicare. Are you familiar with this, and if it is true or not? Thank you for all you do, from Sue in Greenville. Thank you, Sue. I have not had an opportunity to do a deep dive into the budget yet, but I know that there is money that is taken out of social programs. Bob, I bet the IRS will be looking for their part. Yeah. Bobby, everything they accuse us of, they are doing. Yeah, that's the way the commies used to work in the old days, mirroring. Bobby, why is everybody surprised about rich and famous parents paying bribes to get their no-good kids into good schools? The Kennedys did that all the time. Yeah, true enough. Didn't Teddy, the lion of the Senate, didn't he get kicked out of Harvard? I think he did. Bobby, sorry, I just tuned in, missed who got canceled at BSNBC, heard the call except for that tidbit. It was this guy from the Young Turks, Chink Uyghur or whatever his name is. another texter says, Bobby, Stink Puker was canned for going off script. He refused to read his copy. Sort of what happened to Keith Doberman as well. Bobby, yeah, that's great. Money for a new FB lie building while they're busy covering up Democrat crimes and laying groundwork for an attempted coup. Sounds like a payback to me. Yeah, it does to me, too. Yeah, and I think that catches me up. Meantime, on the AOC front, freshman Representative Rashida Tlaib's Twitter bio declares her the unbossed congresswoman for Michigan's 13th District. And you know, as we told you, Tlaib, as well as Omar, are others that were propped up by this Justice Democrats group. While the moniker has roots in Shirley Chisholm's successful campaign to become the first black congresswoman, nowadays it also could be seen as a blunt message to Democrat leadership. Nobody is bossing around the class of 2019, at least as long as Justice Democrats are around. That's a problem for party bosses. You may remember yesterday, Stinky Hoyer was critical of these folks on everything from the Green New Deal to impeachment. And by the way, Congressman Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, is on with Neil Cavuto right now talking about how he's going to proceed with introducing impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump. On everything from the Green New Deal to impeachment to criticism of Israel, a squad of first-year congresswomen are flexing their muscle and posing an implicit challenge to Democrat honchos like Speaker Nancy Pelosi. their stridently liberal agenda. Boy, is that a generous description from Fox News. Stridently liberal agenda. How about socialist Marxist agenda? And power to steer the national conversation via social media and press attention has fueled tensions inside the party tent that in turn are testing leadership's control while stirring political concerns going into 2020. Good. Good. You know, the media has been so focused in recent years. Oh, look at all the unrest in the Democrat Party. It's the Tea Party and the Freedom Caucus trying to split away from the more moderate Republican members, that is the RINOs. So now, trouble in paradise for Pelosi and Stinky Hoyer and the rest of them. All of our problems are caused by three people, one senior House Democrat lamented to Fox News. That would be AOC, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, she of the anti-Semitic stuff, and Tlaib, all freshmen, all uniquely unencumbered by things like decorum or deference to party elders. Yeah, because they want to stage a palace coup inside the Democrat Party and have Justice Democrats run the Democrat Party. Occasional Cortex recently made waves by appearing to warn Democrats who vote with the Republicans that they were, quote, putting themselves on a list of possible primary targets, though she later denied she intended that as a threat. Well, where do you think that threat came from? Of course, it came from Justice Democrats. AOC doesn't have any money on her own. Remember, 6 months ago, she was whining she couldn't afford to rent an apartment in Washington until she started getting her $174,000 a year congressional salary. Tlaib famously made headlines upon taking office by vowing they would, quote, impeach the MF-er in reference to President Trump. Pelosi this week tried to rein in the impeachment chatter, taking a firm public stance against that route. Yet in the immediate aftermath of Tlaib's vow, Pelosi downplayed the hubbub, saying she wouldn't use that language. But it's nothing worse than Trump has said. What? So fast forward to this month, and Pelosi now faces another discipline problem, this one with Omar, fresh off the dispute that saw Pelosi and fellow Democrat leaders condemn the Minnesota congresswoman for suggesting American allies of Israel were being paid to do so. Omar riled party leaders again after suggesting Israel supporters expect or seek allegiance to the Jewish state. That statement widely condemned, including among senior Democrats, as echoing the age-old dual loyalty smear against Jewish politicians. But did they do anything about it? No, not a thing. So the party's dealing with fallout on other fronts as well. Ocasio-Cortez leading the charge on the Green New Deal. I love this. The top six of the Democrat presidential hopefuls have all endorsed the Green New Deal. So now you guys own it. You know who I'm talking about, of course. Spartacus, Cory Booker, Liar Watha, Elizabeth Warren. The rest of them have all signed on to the Green New Deal. So it's yours. There you go, kids. Take the ball and run with it. So this is great as far as I'm concerned. You know, I hope they keep it up. They will reverse the clock back to 1972, and they will go full George McGovern and give the citizens of America a stark contrast in what they want this country to look like, whether they endorse Donald Trump's vision for America or whether they endorse Justice Democrats' vision of America with free education, free Medicare, Green New Deal, tear down all the houses, no more automobiles, no more airplanes, and we must also do away with cow farts. There's a choice I look forward to seeing the voters of America make. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do 4 hours each day. Monday through Friday here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. 421 now. So this Justice Democrats group, they've gone all over the country, and apparently they must be pretty well funded. They've gone all over the country looking for likely candidates to run as puppets, as Democrat candidates in various districts. That's how we got AOC. That's how we got Tlaib, and that's how we got Omar. Now, the question then becomes, are these people really going to connect with anybody? The vast majority of the candidates that were listed at Wikipedia's website, that, in fact, let me grab that right quick. The vast majority of the candidates that they backed in the 2018 elections, they backed 79 candidates across the country, endorsed them, that is, you know, propped them up. 26 of those candidates won their respective primary elections, and 7 out of the 79 won in the general election. That's not a real impressive number, but when you bear in mind this is a group that was only formed in January of 2017, and by 2018, in November of that year, some 18 months or so into their existence, they fielded 79 candidates. Candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, the Senate, the House, and on and on. So 7 out of 79, and you may, you know, shrug and say, well, that's not a very impressive number. And yet, who are they appealing to? And the relatively rhetorical answer to that question would be the brainwashed millennials and Gen Z out there that have been taught from K-4 through the university system about the wonders of socialism and the evils of capitalism. All right? There was a interesting story at Axios the other day. Generation Z has a more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations, and it's easy to understand why. That's the way they've been indoctrinated. And along with millennials, are more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles than past generations. This according to a new Harris poll given exclusively to Axios. The percent of millennials and Gen Z agreeing with the statements, and there are various statements here. Government should provide universal health care. Millennials and Gen Z, 73% agree with that. Government should provide tuition-free college, 67%. Millennials and Gen Z agree with that. Prefer living in a socialist country, almost half, 49.6%. Of course, they have no idea what is truly involved in living in a socialist country. I love the comment the other day, AOC's mother, who, by the way, escaped New York to move to Florida and gave us her rationale for the move. Taxes were too high in New York. Does she know what her daughter is up to? Her mom, AOC's mom, objected to the media referring to her daughter as a socialist and took pains to point out, well, she's not a socialist, she's a democratic socialist. My response to that, of course, is so was East Germany, where they had to build a wall to keep the citizens in. And despite doing that, some 5,000 East Germans had enough spine and cojones to try and escape anyway, get over the wall through the machine gun fire and the barbed wire. That's how badly they wanted to get out of the workers' democratic socialist paradise. But nearly half of Gen Z and millennials say they would prefer living in a socialist country. You know, Cuba's available, you guys. Venezuela's still available. Jeez. China. Could go to Red China. Support abolishing ICE. The job of ICE, of course, to keep us safe from the MS-13s and the ISIS terrorists and whoever else wants to slip across our, and I use the word loosely, border. 43.1% of millennials and Gen Z support abolishing ICE. High earnings result of free enterprise, and this is at least encouraging. 71% agree with that. The government should allow private insurance. 86% of Gen Z, 78% of millennials. All right. Oh, and by the way, on that support for abolishing ICE, that is more popular with Gen Z than it is with millennials. Only 37% of millennials agreed with that. The word socialism, fairly obviously, does not carry the same stigma it used to now that, you know, the Soviet Union has collapsed and it's not taught in school how many hundreds of millions of their own citizens, Red China and the old USSR and Cuba, how many millions of their citizens they murdered now that it's being resurrected, you know, in this Hollywood form by Bernie and AOC. Young people's political views often change as they grew older. As Churchill said, if you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. And if you're not a conservative at 40, you have no brain. But their support for socialist policies is a sign that the old rules of politics are changing fast. Well, yeah, as far as their general beliefs are concerned. The other question that is begged by this is how many of these people actually are going to get up out of mom and dad's basement and actually go to the polls on election day. Top three voting issues for Gen Z, according to this Harris poll, mass shootings, that is, they want gun control, racial equality, funny, I thought we'd had that, and immigration policy and treatment of immigrants. And they're on the wrong side of that issue as well. They think we ought to have porous borders and everybody should be able to come in. Millennials' top issues: access to health care, global warming / climate change, and mass shootings. In other words, again, Second Amendment issues, gun control. Gen X's top issues are access to health care, terrorism and national security, and the national debt. The top same top issues for boomers and older. Okay? The takeaways from this, Generation Z prefers socialism to capitalism. Millennials and Gen Z will make up 37% of the 2020 electorate. And again, I pose the question, how many of them are even registered to vote and will show up to vote? And it'll be interesting to see. We see the effect they're having on the Democrat Party. A further question for down the road is what effect will they have on the GOP, which hardly anybody has talked about to this point. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Tuesday edition on WORD.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5. So while the lamestream media has been busily proclaiming for the last 6, 8, 10 years, oh, the GOP is torn with internal strife. They got the Tea Party over there. They got those wackos in the Freedom Caucus. That bunch of white nationalists want to turn back the clock, all the rest. Now the shoe is on the other foot, and it is uncomfortable. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland hit back at some of the most visible new Democrats in Congress when asked yesterday by Fox News about the push to impeach President Trump. And by the way, the wacko lunatic Congressman Al Green from Texas was on with Cavuto on Fox News this afternoon talking about he's going ahead with his impeachment proceedings. Stinky Hoyer saying we've got 62 new Democrat members, not three. Yeah, Stinky, but it's the three that are getting the most visibility. Yeah, if you were to stop 100 people on the street and ask them who AOC is and who Steny Hoyer is, wouldn't your guess be that more people, after 2 months and a week or so, would recognize AOC over Steny Hoyer? You're missing something here, Steny. Hoyer apparently was referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who regularly have fought the Trump administration's policies since entering Congress. Well, if we're going to be honest in our story here, they've also fought Democrat policies. Earlier yesterday, you know now, of course, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealed she's opposed to impeaching President Trump in the absence of evidence that is, in her words, compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, which I guess means it appeals at least to Lindsey Graham. "I'm not for impeachment," Pelosi told the Washington Post. "Impeachment is so divisive in the country," like Democrat policies are not, "that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country and he's just not worth it." AOC replied in an interview with the Washington Examiner, "I happen to disagree with that take, but you know, she's the speaker. I think we'll see. Like, you know, like." Hoyer also said about Pelosi's comments, "It seems to me that she said what we've been saying may be a little stronger." He also said he thought anything the House might attempt would die in the Senate, no kidding, which requires 67 yes votes to convict and remove the president. "Nobody thinks there's going to be a conviction in the Senate," Stinky said. Tlaib said she would introduce articles of impeachment against Trump later this month. She's going to have to race Al Green to get there. Al Green's going to be at the finish line before she will. She and Omar last month signed a pledge to impeach President Trump. Never mind that you don't have anything, any offenses that are impeachable, but, you know, don't let the facts stand in the way of your impeachment proceedings. Now, here's somebody they ought to pay some attention to. Rahm Emanuel, you remember him, Obama's former chief of staff, never let a crisis go to waste. Rahm is now sending up hurricane warnings. The Democrats, in their leftward lurch, could be ruining their chances of retaking the White House, says Rahm Emanuel, stepping down after 2 terms as mayor of Chicago, murder capital of America. Well, they're battling Detroit for that title. Knows something about winning elections. He was a key White House operative for Bill Clinton and chief of staff for Barack Hussein Obama. It was Rahm, as chairman of the Democrat Campaign Committee, who engineered the party's takeover of the House in 06 and is known for his hardball brand of politics with all the subtlety of his frequent F-bombs. If Mayor Rahm Emanuel believes the Democrats are in danger of self-destructing, as he argues in a piece in The Atlantic, his party might want to pay attention. "I've been arguing that the Democrats who regained control of the House in November, mainly on the strength of more moderate candidates, are increasingly being defined by their most extreme members. Just look at the last few weeks and stances embraced by some of its presidential contenders and younger members: slavery, reparations, Green New Deal, Medicare for all," which is really Medicaid for all, "free college tuition, a 70% top tax rate, break up Amazon, Facebook, and Google." Is that how they expect to win Trump Democrats back to their side in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin? Add to that various self-inflicted wounds, such as delaying and then watering down a resolution to denounce Representative Omar after her latest anti-Semitic comments, and you've got a party with a problem. At the South by Southwest conference, AOC offered the standard left-wing critique of capitalism by saying that, quote, "We're reckoning with the consequences of putting profit above everything else in society." But she added that, "To me, capitalism is irredeemable." That's a kind of soundbite that goes viral and shows up in campaign ads in 2020. On Morning Schmo the other day, 2020 contributor John Hickenlooper, whose name you don't even need to make fun of, the former governor of Colorado, repeatedly refused to call himself a capitalist. Of course he did. You know, in the Democrat Party of today, capitalist is a dirty word. In The Atlantic, Rahm Emanuel says Trump could win over swing voters by constantly branding the Democrats as socialists. I would point out, Mr. Mayor, President Trump doesn't have to brand the Democrats as socialists. They're busy doing that themselves. They have a big red S tattooed on their foreheads for socialist. The last thing, Emanuel says, the last thing we should do is serve him slow pitches over the plate that allow him to define us on his terms. Unfortunately, that's exactly what Democrats have been doing since he went before Congress in early February. State of the Union is what he's referring to there. It's almost as if we've been duped into reading from his ready-made script. Oh, please, don't toss me in that briar patch. No, don't do that. Well, look, you know, you make your socialist bed, you lie in it. And we'll see which direction the country really wants to go in November of 2020. Take a quick break here. They'll be right back with more. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Oh, by the way, speaking of loony lefties, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, he's been down here in South Carolina, too, announced yesterday that New York City's public schools will be going vegetarian one day per week. Yeah. Meatless Mondays, a pilot program which brought vegetarian meals to around 15 Brooklyn schools, will expand citywide for the next school year, and all schools will serve veggie menus on Mondays. De Blasio told a press conference yesterday the change will help improve the health of New York students and will hopefully have an impact on what else? What else will it have an impact on? You know it. Climate change. Yeah. Cutting back on meat a little will improve New Yorkers' health and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mm-hmm. To keep our lunch and our planet green for generations to come. Way to go, Mayor Bill. You're a real genius. To the text line, Bob, the Muslims ran in majority Muslim districts to impeach Trump because of his restricting Muslim immigration. We should take note, they don't play well with others. Mr. McLean, how about POTUS signs an executive order? If we want socialism, then reject that government check. If you don't, pay zero taxes. Semper Fi. Family turned off radio for phone calls. Did you answer my question regarding Trump missiles and Putin? Please text me the answer. That must be further down in my text line. Bob, do the other, for Steny Hoyer, the other 59 have media following them around everywhere? Good question. Bobby, WYFF just said white Americans are killing black Americans and Hispanics with pollution? Sorry, huh? Pollution. Oh, with pollution. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was another... government-funded study that says that pollution is now racist because white people create it and it kills blacks and Hispanics at a higher rate. Bobby, buying a coach to ensure your child's college admission is much worse than using political pressure to ensure it, like using affirmative action. Right. Bobby, Churchill's quote, yeah, liberal at 20 and a conservative at 40, that's why the Dems want 16-year-olds to be able to vote. Bobby, that retard Al Green is on Cavuto saying he'll demand an impeachment vote. His reason? Bigotry. These people are obsessed with this stupid bigotry argument. Their racist attitudes toward Trump is the only true bigotry going on. Let's not forget the bigotry towards Israel, thanks to Congresswoman Omar. Bobby, it amazes me how many people don't understand economic forces. The reason that college exists is for people who are willing to pay more and be better educated than the mass population. If everyone starts going to higher education, there'll simply be another alternative for those who want to push their education further in the way of a for-profit secondary college system. People with financial means will still get more and better educations. Bobby, does AOC's mother know what she's doing? Moving from New York to Florida, complaining about the taxes in New York. Does AOC know what she's doing? I'm guessing no to both questions. Bobby just wanted to state as a pre-millennial, I get my views on socialism and government-funded programs and handouts from my parents and grandparents, and those are that I do not support socialism or handouts of any kind at all. I believe you should have to work for what you get, and if you become richer than the next person, then you deserve it. By the way, it was nice meeting you at the South Carolina Home and Garden Show a couple of Fridays ago from Andrew in Greer. Likewise, Andrew, thank you. I always enjoy meeting bright young people. Bob, maybe we can trick the Democrats into building a wall on the southern border to keep all the socialists in the United States. Bobby, they always speak about AOC's mother, but never the father. Where is he? I believe he is deceased. I believe he has passed on. Bobby, for 35 years, I've known that I will die before I give up my guns. Now that Senator Booker has threatened my freedom to eat meat, I believe I'll have to double the list of specific freedoms I will never give up. I hear you. Bobby, you mentioned Justice Democrats being well-funded. Soros money, perhaps? Yeah, or that other wacko, Tom Steyer. There is no dearth of billionaire progressives who, for their own selfish reasons, push socialism. Bobby, heard anything about Jexodus? Jews dropping out of the Democrat Party. Hope it snowballs. Yeah, that is the title for that, the name for that group, is an offshoot from Blaxodus. Is that what it is? The African Americans are quitting the Democrat Party. Take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. When we come back on the other side, joining me will be special guest this afternoon, former United States Senator Jim DeMint. We'll be talking about education. On the other side, in the 5 o'clock follies. Stay right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.